So I don't usually do this, but I'm going to use this moment to highlight a problem that is common within the realm of academia, and I guess what would be called, you know, ethnocultural studies. People who are studying other cultures and feel entitled to then speak down on the people from those cultures, whether or not they went and got some post-secondary education about particular issues. So there's this back and forth going on with a friend I got online, and this woman who proclaims to have a degree in, what is it, African, oh, hold on a second, I don't want to put his voice up here. She says she got a degree in African culture and political systems to complement her study of African American literature. This is where I saw the next post, which was, you are African, not African American. Your ancestors were not enslaved. Mine were. Now, I don't know why she felt the need to say that, but this goes back quite a bit. She's also challenging this friend of mine to prove his genealogy and where he is from, and also getting into debates about regions of the world, the Mediterranean, Northern Africa, North Africa, the Middle East. Did she say, oh no, someone said they're South Africa, they're Southern African. Okay, it's not her. But the attitude of academics when they get into these, what they think are debates, but it's just them trying to talk down on people, is really and truly pathetic. Like one comment here, tell me you failed world history without telling me you failed world history. Even unpacking that, what the world history you studied, the world history that you deem to be the most valid version of world history, here we go. Black History Month in America. African American, not African. So my answer, is she saying she's South African? Like, I don't get it. She's a white lady with no content. I'm trying to find her profile here. No content. Of course, her name is Amy. Oh, and she's only got two posts. What the fuck is this? Okay, so she posted her genealogy. 37 minutes ago she did this. Alright, so let's get some more context here. She disses the dude who's my friend, saying, when Shadrach, the Arabic son of slavers from Sudan, tries to explain chattel to you, a genealogist with enslaved ancestors from Africa. What's the next? Okay. Woeful amnesia I saw there. Here we go. Lila, I'm not going to say her name, my great-grandmother. She then lists all of her roots through a company called Roots Tech. All right, now it says race black, birth date, I won't say the month, 1894. Marital status, married, race, black. Okay. Then there's a picture of the, I forgot, was grandmother or great-grandmother. Does it end here? No, it doesn't. Now, what I want to know is what this proves. Like, what, by posting all this, what does it prove? Is it the oppression Olympics of I was a slave? I'm trying to pause this one. Here we go. $16 reward. Ran away from the subscriber. Living in Prince George's County. Two mulatto fellows called, and I won't say the names. They have been away about 3 weeks. They pretend they are set free. Okay, this is, she's trying to strengthen her my ancestors were slaves argument. By the verdict of a jury in the last general court. But were ordered by the court to return home till a point of law should be settled relating to their case. This they refuse to do. And then she has some shit overlaying here. As they were well known in about Annapolis, Prince George's, where I suspect they must be. I do hereby forewarn all persons from harboring or employing them, and will give any person $8 reward for securing either of them in Gaul. Who knows if any of what you just posted is true or not? I mean, you're a quasi-anonymous account. You have zero content. You say you're a genealogist. You've taken it upon yourself to target one person and their identity and their genealogy. And I've come up with the argument of which you want to die, this is the hill you want to die on. My ancestors were slaves, you're not. Completely ignoring the history or the situation in Sudan or of both northern and southern Sudan, all to make a point that you had, from what it said there, quote unquote, because this is an offensive term now, quote unquote mulatto great great grandparents or great grandparents. So you've accomplished what? You've accomplished what exactly? What does this do to disprove any of what this man is saying here? Like, I'm trying to see what her point is. African American, not African, so my ancestors, not yours, isn't part of a lot of people's argument. I mean, she's not making it, so maybe kudos on that, I guess. That, you know, we were all slaves at one point. You know? Everybody was a slave, so slavery is not unique to the transatlantic slave trade. That's one argument gets thrown around. She hasn't used that, but it's bizarre that she's dying on this hill of my ancestors were slaves, not yours, and then posting about how, I'm assuming her ancestors were runaways and there was a bounty on them and so on for $8. Very bizarre. You are African, not African American. Your ancestors were not enslaved. Mine were. That comment right there proves that this person doesn't know what they're talking about. A, B, probably isn't a genealogist or historian of any kind. May have Googled a few things here and there over the years. But whether you want to call it slavery or indentured servitude or forced labor, whatever term you want to use, there was in fact slavery in Africa. Period. Now, it wasn't as brutal as the... let me not go there. But it's a very odd hill to die on. Very odd. And she seems to be getting a rise out of this, as if it asserts some sort of intellectual superiority. I studied African culture and political systems as a complement to my study of African American. But what? I was getting Rachel Dolezal vibes from this. But like more, like at least Rachel Dolezal was trying to like help. This person isn't. As she says in her profile, I study dead people. She ain't doing nothing for the living. But let's focus on the facts, the so-called facts of what she's saying. There's nothing more ironic than an African trying to claim the struggle of the same people who they... This is rich. There's nothing more ironic than an African trying to claim the struggle of the same people who they literally sold into enslavement. Now, I have multi-heritage, so I can bounce around in this argument a bit. There's nothing more. It shows how little or how far deep down a rabbit hole of a particular discipline, in this case, African-American studies. Where's the other comment she made? I studied African culture and political systems. How can you say that and then say an African trying to claim the struggle of the same people who they literally sold into enslavement? This is ignorance to the nth degree. It's sheer ignorance. Also erasure, also rewriting of history. I mean, she ain't even post a book of what she, or even narrated a book of what she supposedly learned. Even if the book was complete and total, totally whitewashed or totally incorrect or misinformation, she didn't even narrate that. It's just disses. And then she feels justified in the fact that her ancestors, who according to her own post were half white, had a bounty on them. Like, I get that. I can't imagine what my ancestors went through in Nova Scotia or in the Caribbean or even in Sierra Leone. I can't imagine that. I've been told, but I can't imagine. Really and truly. But you would never see me, and I'm guessing him too, my friend here, and many other people using that as a way to sort of want, well, I guess people are in the oppression Olympics now, but using that as a way to one-up in some odd intellectual format. I feel like as I keep scrolling back and forth through this, I'm gonna find some more things to say. But this just, at first I was gonna clap back in a video, and then I'm like, wait a minute, this is nonsense. Do I want to attract nonsense to my page like this person, who of course her name is Amy? I'm joking. Anybody with the name Amy, I'm joking. We call her Becky. So Becky is here trying to assert intellectual superiority over somebody with a lived experience through her supposedly lived experience. I don't even know if this person's telling the truth. And that's why you don't want to give too much energy to these things, because it's lies. You know what I mean? Anyway, I may have more. This could be a part one. I know the last audio journal entry was part one, but this is part one too. All right, peace. I was also gonna off the cuff this, but literally less than 15 seconds of Google searching unveiled what I already knew and has articulated it in a beautiful way. Fairplanet.org dossier beyond slavery. Forgotten slavery, the Arab-Muslim slave trade. Over the years, global focus and discourse on slavery has concentrated on the transatlantic trade. Actually, let me rephrase this. The transatlantic human trafficking that featured the Americas and European merchants. One other trade has, however, remained largely ignored at times, even treated as a taboo subject, despite being a key component of the African history owing it to its devastation, to its devastating impact it has had on the continent, its generations, and a people's way of life. The Arab-Muslim slave trade, the Arab-Muslim human trafficking trade, also known as the Trans-Saharan human trafficking, or Eastern human trafficking, is billed as the longest, having happened for more than 1,300 years while taking millions of Africans away from their continent to work in foreign land in the most inhumane conditions. Scholars have christened it a veiled genocide, attributing the tagline to the most humiliating and near-death experience slaves were subjected to, from capture in slave markets to labor fields abroad, and the harrowing journey in between. While official figures on the exact number of slaves captured from Africa in the Trans-Sahara human trafficking trade are contested, most scholars put the estimate at about 9 million. The Eastern slave trade in Africa was predominantly concentrated in the East and the West African regions. In East Africa, the coastal region, and I know Sudan is northeastern Africa, but still. In East Africa, the coastal region was preferred was the preferred route, and Tanzania's archipelago of Zanzibar became a hub for this trade. Quote, the Arabs raided sub-Saharan Africa for 13 centuries without interruption. Most of the millions of men they deported have disappeared as a result of inhumane treatment. This painful page in the history of black people has apparently not been completely turned. Read a loosely translated excerpt from The Veiled Genocide, a book by, I'm going to butcher the name, Tidiane Ndiaye, a Franco-Senegalese author and anthropologist. You know, somebody who actually publishes things, not whoever the fuck, Becky, whatever, Amy, whatever her name was. Enterprising Arab merchants and middlemen would gather in Zanzibar for raw materials, including cloves and ivory. They would then buy black slaves, who they would use to carry the raw materials and also work in their plantations abroad. Slaves from as far as Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia would be availed at the Zanzibar market and shipped through the Indian Ocean to the Persian Gulf or Arabic Peninsula, where they worked in Oman, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq. African Muslims were, however, never captured as slaves due to the Islamic legal views. Interesting. On the other hand, the Trans-Saharan Caravan concentrated the West African region, straddling the Niger Valley to the Gulf of Guinea along the Trans-Saharan roads to slave markets in the Maghreb and the Nile Basin. The voyage that would take up to 3 months involved inhumane conditions that saw slaves die along the way due to diseases, hunger, and thirst. An estimated 50% of all slaves in this trade would die in transit. While European merchants were interested in strongly built young men as laborers in their farms, the Arab merchants were more focused on concubinage, capturing women and girls who were turned into sex slaves while living in harems. So high was the demand that the merchants would double the price of female slaves, with the ratio of captured women to men being 3-1. And it goes on and on. So Amy, or whatever your name is, 0 out of 10, you failed. And that's it, folks.